You are listening to Monday's Data Today. It's Maria in for Damien, and in studio with me now I have Richie Roberts, Waterford driving instructor. How are you, Richie?
I'm good. How are you, Maria?
I'm very well, thank you. The topic that we have today and the question I want to ask you is, has driver behaviour worsened in the past few years?
Yeah, everyone will say it. Everyone. I've been doing my job for about 28 years, but yet I notice it a lot. The aggression is there, everything is there, you know, people don't seem to care, just get out of my way, I want to go, like the tailgating. It's the pressures of life in general, I think, have worsened, and I think it's brought behind the wheel quite a bit, you know. There's loads of people, there's a couple of surveys done on it by different groups and different people, and they're saying that they all say the same thing, that there's more aggression on the road nowadays compared to a few years ago. And like, I think there's a lack of civility out there, and people are basically, get out of my way, I have to go there, at the expense of safety. Like, they're not dealing with, they just get out of my way, you know, there's lack of civility, lack of respect for other people on the road, and they don't care what danger they cause to other people or themselves. And it doesn't matter if they want to hurt themselves, but it's disrespecting the safety of everyone that's on that road.
And we know that some people expect you to read their mind because they decided they're just going to turn left. And they forget that they have little orange twinkly lights on the four corners of the car that are supposed to tell the car behind and the car in front what you intend to do, and they don't even use them.
No.
So we're all supposed to be mind readers for some people.
Yeah, but that happens. I think that was always there.
We weren't that bad. I think we've gone really bad now.
Yeah, there could be optional extras on the car.
Yeah.
On some cars, maybe that's why they don't come on. You're not wrong there, you know, but you see, I've said this many times here in this programme, if you use your brake lights and your indicators properly, it makes you safer. And if it makes you safer, that has to make somebody else safer, you know, emanates to other drivers and that. It's just crazy. Like, I think there's a cultural shift of attitudes towards rules in general in society.
You're not wrong.
So if you have that shift, you know, to general rules and that, and people don't care, and like, couldn't care about that, and I don't, then to bring that to their driving. So what does it take to wake them up or stop them from doing that, you know? Something serious happens and then it's too late. You can't wind back the clock. There is no going back. So how do you change those attitudes? And I think that's in society in general, that people are actually, they've no respect for rules anymore or anything, you know. And if those people learn to drive, why would they do the right thing or be any etiquette on the road then? They're going to be the very same irresponsible people that don't care about anything, only themselves. And I want. It's a sort of given right that I
real
should.
Real Mayfainers.
Yeah.
The people I feel sorry for are the people who are on the roads doing all the right things. So they're driving within the speed limit. I'm not talking about people who are driving excessively slow now or anything like that. They're driving within the speed limit, and all the people behind, who are obviously so much more important than you, have to get past you.
No civility.
And like this person isn't doing anything, but they're being intimidated by the cars behind, who are like flashing lights and trying to pull in out, trying to overtake. Oh, never mind that there's a single unbroken line. Never mind that there's a bend that you can't actually
Doesn't matter. That's the attitude thing coming in. Just like, I need to get where I'm going and you get out of my way. The whole world should separate like the Red Sea for them.
Don't worry.
Should separate like the Red Sea and give them lots of room, you know. And that's the way people's attitudes are gone. It's crazy. Like, it's just the aggression out there towards, you know, other road users in general is shocking, like, you know.
So and what's the solution?
I don't know. I don't really have an answer. That's the point. Like, I mean, education is great. I know that in some countries, and we don't have it here, that people who are caught being aggressive or causing a crash or collision or, you know, caught speeding or caught doing the wrong things, they're actually given a choice of a fine pint, maybe penalty pints and a heavy fine for actually, or take a course in advanced driving. And that's in other countries, you know, and make them see the light of what should and shouldn't be done, you know, that it, and it has worked in other countries, you know.
And but some of them want a course in like basic driving, never mind advanced driving, because
you see, basic driving, you pass your test. That doesn't mean that you now know everything about driving. This is what I sort of annoys me with young people, you know, that they see people actually driving and they pass their test and think, now I know it all.
And I've said this to you before. I was that soldier when I was younger.
Yeah.
I thought, I passed my test now, and I had done a lot of driving by the time I passed my test. And I considered myself a very experienced driver. And I equated experienced with being able to do things fast.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mindset that a lot of particularly younger drivers get into, that they think, oh, I can do that. I don't have to do this slow. Like, I know how to do this. And they think they're invincible.
Yeah, but all youth does, don't they? You know, that's a thing of youth. It's how do you put the old head on the old head on young shoulders. You hit the nail on the head. I've only been commenting to myself watching it during the last week or two. Young drivers driving back roads as if they're not going to meet any danger. Mm. Just flying along, not doing the speed limit, just to take it as, I'm getting a buzz out of this journey. I look at me flying around the bends. Look at me speeding along, you know. And they do get a buzz. But go to a karting track or something for that buzz. Don't bring it to the roads. But certainly you're right that it is a fact of life that young people want you to teach them something. That's how they progress in life.
Because
you know?
The freedom that comes with driving a car.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it.
You know, absolutely nothing like it. But you don't have, as you say, that. And we're not saying for a second now that it's only young people who speed. No,
we're not saying that. No. We're just relating to what you said. You said about your own personal.
Yeah. But the idea that you have that freedom, and maybe that's the key, Richie. Make them think of, what would you do if you didn't have that car? Because if you're caught speeding, that car is getting taken off you.
Yeah.
Be tougher. You see, I'm real mean.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm looking at the greater picture, that you could get somebody who doesn't speed but goes into an area and haven't noticed the speed limit change for whatever reason. Could have been a van parked covering the sign or something. Then that's harsh on that person
That's slightly different, though, because maybe, you know, that's not speeding on a back road in the countryside or something. That's not overtaken on a stretch of road with a single unbroken line, hopping in and out for cars to overtake on the road.
So, with the greatest respect to our police force in Ireland, the Garda, right? When's the last time you've seen them on a country road where maybe a 60 kilometre, the new roads, you know, that has the 60 speeds and that? They don't have the numbers to police.
No.
This is one of the biggest issues. The numbers to police that are not there. I mean, you would need some roads that I know, like country roads, that these things happen on. You'd need a police person there 24/7 just to make people behave.
You'd need them in the bloody car with half the people. You'd need them in the bloody car with half the people.
So it's not a policing thing. Well, we should police more. We should have more police people on the road, you know, guard on the road or whatever. But the numbers are not there. And there should be, I would agree, 3 strikes and you lose your licence automatically for 3 months. On your, you know, put 3 strikes within a certain length of time for aggression, not just for speeding.
Yeah.
Don't just take speeding, but for aggression. And we've all seen these, you spoke about it, people trying to overtake in dangerous places, people being aggressive. I had it this morning on a lesson. I had a chap with a nail plate on his plain as day on the back of his car, and this guy tried to go under us, over us, around us, you know, and tailgating, like wherever he wanted to get, he wanted, could you please, I don't care who, you go over the other side and crash into something, get out of our way. Sorry, I'm after doing that again.
Right.
I'm very animated today, ain't I? But
the person who was doing that to you, you were getting on their nerves. You know, that's,
well, we were doing the right thing. We were driving at the speed
limit. Right,
we're stopping at the stop signs.
To this person who just thought, I just want to get out, pass this person and get on with my day, because like,
this is in the middle of town, you know. This is driving around the town, like 50 zones in the town. But they come to a stop sign, and there is a stop sign coming to this junction. And I said to him, you need to really slow down and control the car behind you. Because most people treat where this stop sign is. You have a total view right and left the whole way down to the junction. And most people treat the stop as
a yield.
A yield. Now, on the test, if you don't stop at the stop, and the stop sign is there, but that's engineering. That maybe that should be changed to a yield sign. Because the visibility is hundreds of yards in both directions. And people don't stop. I know the junction very well. And we're all, as driving instructors, not just me, telling people to be very wary going down there. Make sure that you control the car behind you to a stop. Which seems that might be annoying the person behind. But if you went up and braked late and stopped, you're going to be rear-ended. Because this guy this morning definitely would have expected us to drive through the stop sign.
And that's another thing, like, you're quite right. When you pass your test, particularly if you're younger, you think, I only ever had to stop for a stop sign because I was doing the test. Now I've done the test.
No.
And I can just, like, roll out and check and everything's okay and off I pop. And instead of going, like, it's still the law that you have to stop at a stop sign.
It's still the law. You can get points in your licence for not stopping at a stop sign. But, like, here's a question. Does the pressures on people's lives now actually affect the way they drive? You know, like, you have to bring your kids to this, you have to bring your kids to that.
Somebody's made that exact point.
The
working day has so many challenges that people are driving at inappropriate speed to address this busy day.
Yeah, and that's part of the pressures that I would say there's a cultural shift in everything in Ireland. Not just towards rules, like, which I mentioned a minute ago, to rules and authority itself, like, you know, that they don't care about, that a lot of people out there don't care about the law, they just do their own thing and that's it. But the pressures on people now, that bringing people to school, bringing them to maybe dancing, one kid is going doing that, another kid is going doing that, even the pressures of life and mortgages and everything like that, people get behind the wheel, and for some reason, that's where they take out aggression a lot, you know.
And you were just, you had the idea, or when we were talking about the one-way system that they're trying to trial, and the problem is all being caused because there's 8 schools in the area.
I missed the start of that.
Nobody carpools enough. Like,
that's what I was saying to you when I came in, that, like, you know, there's a street with 10 cars in 20 houses bringing kids to school, and they all come out and drive to that school. Then people need to come up with ideas that you bring Johnny and Mary to school for me this week and I'll bring them your kids next week, you know, and bit of thought going into it, because it's a pleasure to drive into town now for me. I'm living in Dunmore in the morning, the Dunmore Road. It's a pleasure. But next month, it'll be gridlocked. It'll be just a car park going along.
Yeah, I was wondering about that area. Is it okay now because the schools are off? If anyone's living in the area, can you tell me? Because those 8 schools are closed, is that all okay now, or is it only when the schools the actual problem? The fact that there's so many schools around you.
I would have to say, Marie, though, that I've heard about this, but I haven't actually went down and had a look at it. I'd need to drive around it and say, will it work or won't it work? Not that I mightn't even know after looking at it, but. But every time there was a one-way system put in Waterford, and I can only talk about Waterford, there's been a big outcry, and it was even on the radio, people ringing into this show.
People don't like change, really.
They don't like change. But none of them, they seem to have worked, like. So I always say, give it a chance. It can always be reversed, but give it a chance.
I would say the same, but I'm not living there. So
I'm not living there. And I don't, as I said,
I might be afraid if they give it a chance, it'll never go back to the way it was.
Well, rarely, but they do change their minds. Like, these are engineers that are out there trying to sort out congestion.
Yeah.
You know,
and the people have made the point that they're not against change. They just don't think this is the right solution.
Yeah. We'll know next month. Time will tell.
Richie, thanks a million. We'll be back in a fortnight and to chat to Damien. Is it? Yeah, it is a fortnight, isn't it?
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Okay.
I'm slowing down in life.
No bother. Thanks very much. That is Waterford driving instructor Richie Roberts. Yeah, slow down. Take your time.
Stay safe.
You're really more important than anyone else that's on the road. Thanks very much, Richie. Back after these.